According to that, so you understand what happened to Rafidim. There are two types of strengthening in learning, and two types of possibilities of a weakness in learning. One is prior to learning, and one is while learning. When a person is learning, we understand a person needs the strength to learn. We all know that. If you're tired, you're not in the mood, you're not inspired, you're not learning. If you're wasting time, you're not learning. If your mind's on something else, you're not learning. That's a rifkin after the Sina Satayra. But there's another time that you have to have a strength of learning. That's in your tshuka to learn. In your yearning, in your pining, in your wanting, in your desire to learn. That's prior to learning. Not during learning, and not after learning. That's prior to the Sina Satayra. And that you needed beforehand. A refidim, which was the encampment of Klal Yisrael before the Sinas HaTorah, should have been a tremendous showing of yearning. But they didn't. Rafu Yedeyim HaTorah. That's why it doesn't say Meicha, their minds. It doesn't say yet their people. It doesn't say yet their hearts. They're not learning yet. But it says a point of Yedeyim, which means their actions. They didn't show a yearning, a movement towards learning, a movement towards Hasidah. And because of that, Amalek came and tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. Because of that, it couldn't be in the Sinas HaTorah. The Torah says, Vayisru Mirfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, that they left Mirfidim, they left this roughly a day in HaTorah, and they created a tshuka, a tremendous tshuka, desire for learning. Of its Ritzoneinu Liris Malkeinu, that it's our Ratzon to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, and only then, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola Elaha, Elohim, and he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzmeinu, before any tzivui, we won. Then comes the pasuk, Vayikra Elohim. And only then, Hashem Har and Kosovo Beisakov, the Sogat of the Yisrael, and you have the Baltem, the Shloshim Akbalah, until you have the Aseret Sedibris. And that's roughly a day in the Torah. And that's why, in a Migdal in Klal Yisrael, always, prior to Shavuos, it's not just to intensify the learning, but to focus on intensifying my yearning, my desire for learning. And where do you see that? How do you show that? Well, one way is obviously learning. You know, it's a learning prior to Shavuos. The learning prior to Shavuos has two dimensions. It has one dimension, it's from the last Shavuos. It's a build-up from last year's Matan Torah. Great. Which, by the way, means that the last 3 days prior to Shavuos shows what level you are from last year's. It's the pinnacle. It's the summit. You know, it should have been the highest height just from last year's Kabbalah Zotayra. That's one dimension. The second dimension has, it shows how much I yearn for this year's Kabbalah Zotayra. So even if last year's wasn't so good, but if you want this year's to be good, so you have to increase the intensity of it now, both in our smada and its iyam. So that's one way. And that's why we stay up Shavuos night, all night, and most people, the time is deeper, without saying a word that whole night, except the learning, and without batalot, with one focus only, is the learning, because that learning is the Ritzoneinu Liris Malkeinu. That learning shows our yearning for the next year, and you see it through the Shavuos. That's one way. And I feel big for those who miss the first opportunity today, and not taking full advantage of tomorrow and Tuesday, and they don't take full advantage of the whole Shavuos. But there's another place to show and to express the yearning, not just in the action of learning, but that's in our tefillah. We're in the tefillah in Birchas HaTorah. I think prior to Shavuos and on Shavuos and hopefully after Shavuos, a person has to have extra intention, direction, kavana, when he makes Birchas HaTorah. And he says, Asher Bacha Banu Mikol HaAma, which is the Ama Nivka, Va'atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, Abayin Sivan. And, of course, V'Nosom Lama Estorosa, which is on Vav Sivan. And Noisir HaTorah, which is on every day. And when we ask HaRev Na'asher HaKinu Es Divrei Soros V'Finu, it should be sweet and pleasant in our mouth. And kulonu yoyde shemecha velomde shor sechel shema. We all should be lomde tor sechel shema. And we make the bracha last of the divrei sarah. There has to be extra kavan in that. A little more heart. Not to say mitzvahs are not shemul moda, throwing it out of your mouth, that if you ask a person afterwards, did you make birchas haTorah? I don't remember. But a little more heart prior to Shavuos. And the same thing every time it mentions Torah and Tefillah. And it mentions it quite a few times. Avarabba. Lulma the Lame, Lishma the Lassus, Lakayan, as called Divrei Salmu to Osecha B'Yahavu. To have a little more attention, Mr. Mendel over there. Lulma the Lame, not just the GEDs. Lishma the Lassus, Lakayan, as called Divrei Salmu to Osecha B'Yahavu. And the higher and Eidim is to Asecha, to have it there also. A little more Kavana. And I believe it should be called Rome. At least to 3 days before Shavuos. And on Shavuos, and maybe the rest of your lives, that should be Mekol Rav. You know, when I was in Yeshiva, you saw where the Kavanas were. It was in the Avaraba, or the you have in the Atta Chayin, or the Das. You ask for Kosh Baruch a little more understanding. Umalam Evan has been a Chanein and Yitzchak Day a bin of Ashkel. Hashiveinu Avinu Sosecha. That's where you spent your time in the Shemoneh Esrei. Not like today, where some people spend the time on the Rifa'inu. That's the Tzolah boys. And then the other ones are the Baruch Aleinu. You know, for the Parnassa. When it comes to Baruch Aleinu, everyone's worried. When it comes to the Rifa'inu, everyone's worried. I want to tell you, when we were younger, I didn't know if we said them. You probably swallowed it up. Nobody was thinking about Parnassa, and nobody was thinking about Rufur. We weren't on diets, we weren't thinking about health. We were thinking about learning. For right or for wrong, but that's the way we were. The act of our Ikka was Chaneinu V'Yitzcha Dei Abinu V'Haskel. Our Ikka was Hashimeinu Abinu V'Sarasecha. Not the Shema Kaleinu V'Yitzcha Dei Abinu V'Haskel. We didn't really care. At least before Shavuos, and on Shavuos, to have the Kavanah by those brachas, the Atul Chaynein, Tashivei Avinu Sorasecha, Psach Livi Misorasecha, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, people don't even realize what they're saying. Psach Livi Misorasecha, open my heart to your Torah. Is there any greater tshuka? Words of yearning, of desire, the Psach Livi Misorasecha, there aren't. And you'll watch tonight in your Shemoneh Esrei. You'll think about it for a minute. After the Shemoneh Esrei, you know, have your friend ask you, or ask your friend, did you have to go by Psach Livi Misorasecha, or you forgot? If you forgot, it shows that it's Refidim. It's Rafu Yadechem Ratayu. You're not yet yearning it. It's not yet that serious. It's not part of your life. And that's a shame. To every shul is to still have Rafu Yudayim in the Torah. So you have the Psach Limdu Sora Sacha. And then at the end, after that, so you have Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'mehiru V'yameinu V'seincha Keinu B'sora Secha. Again, he is speaking the Torah. V'seincha Keinu B'sora Secha. Our chilek, our portion should be in your Torah. That means our portion should be in your Torah. Our portion should be in your Torah. You have so many times. U'volatzi, you have again. Baruch Al Keinu Shibana Lech Vaido V'vdilonu Me'a Torah V'nosu Atoa Semes V'chai Olam Tavu Sochenu. You have it so many times. And that's the yearning that we have prior. Should be out loud and on the yontif itself. That's the levendikite in the davening. After staying up all night. After being quiet with the tightness giver all night. After having that focus all night. To have a tefillah out loud, and it starts really with the Maariv, Av HaSoilah. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Al Kei Hashem Elokeinu B'Shachveinu V'Kameinu Nasiach B'Chukecha will speak in your statutes, in your laws, V'Nismach B'Divrei Sorasecha U'B'Mitzvasecha L'Yolam Vayeh, and will rejoice in the words of your Torah and your mitzvahs for eternity. Why? Ki heim chayeinu v'arech ameinu. That's our lives. U'vahem neged yom v'layla. And that we will think, we will talk about day and night. That's v'yetzu mirfidim. And if we have that over the next 5 days of the Shloshim Hagdolah, and the 2 days of Shavuos, a real focus of a Yetzer Merfidim, then you're guaranteed of a Yavol of the Har Sinai. You'll come into Har Sinai in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond Vayikra Elav Hashem Mir Ahar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say V'yisem Lishkula Mikol HaAmim V'atem Tiyu Lim HaMlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, and then there will really be in the Sinas HaTayra. Woe, woe, woe to that individual that misses, that's out of sync in a Shachris, in a Mincha, in a Maariv B'Tzibur with the right kavanas, or that misses a Seder, or there's something else to do these few days. And if we can do it, and we do it properly, you'll see that Din Torah on Shavuos will not be L'mavos on your Nibud HaTorah, but will be L'chaim, and not just L'chaim, but a Revach of Chaim, and Hatzlacha in all areas of living on Torah. You mentioned yesterday, it's a half a degree, I mean, it's a double portion. When you think about it, on one level, it's a tremendous chiddush. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give Torah to Klal Yisrael unless prior to the Nesinas HaTorah Klal Yisrael shows a tshuka, a yearning, a pining for Kabbalah HaTorah. U'meisha Allah El Elokim. Then, and only then, Vayikra Hashem Elok Menahar. First Moshe has to ascend, and then there's the calling, then there's the Nesinas HaTorah. And we mentioned yesterday that's repeated. Not for Yedeim in HaTorah. It's not from Lim in HaTorah, but it's from the Tshuka, from the yearning, the movement towards Torah, that's what it is. The yearning towards it. They're weak in that. In other words, They could go along without it. Closed-minded go along without it. There is no Kabbalah Sotera. And that's why the Yisumer Fidim, Vayavo, Midbar, Sinai, that when they left for Fidim, they left the Rifian Yideim and Atera, and they showed the Tshuka, and they entered the Har Sinai with that same Tshuka. The Tshuka Lom Atera. There's a lashon in Chazal. When you talk about it, sometimes you see with your eyes. It's such an interesting phenomenon. I never understood it until I saw Chazal. Listen to this. I never really phrased it until I saw Chazal phrase it this way. And Chazal phrase it, that means it's intrinsic. You know, what am I talking about? You ever notice in your lives that you have sometimes between Mincha and Maariv in a shul, there's like a mass exodus. Maariv is going to be in 15 minutes. And there's this mass exodus after Mincha. And you start to wonder, where are they going? They're not going home. They're just not going home. And you say, look, why are you running out? Oh, the Rav is speaking. And if the Rav wouldn't be speaking, what would you do? Yeah, they would sit in shul and just wait. They have no problem waiting. But they have a problem sitting in shul because the Rav is speaking. So it's a mass exodus. Then the Rav gives his Dvar Halacha. And then everyone comes back in from Maariv. Yeah, people noticed that. I'm sure they did. Have people noticed that probably in this un-minhag in Klal Yisrael? A wrong thing is by the same thing. There's what they call the Rav's Drasha Shachris. Between Musaf and Shachris and Musaf. And people run out of Kiddush Klal. And they come back for the Musaf. You have that in the yeshiva sometimes. Come to a shir, running out. Where are you running? Shir. Running to, running from. Running from. So, you know, you think it's something of Western civilization. Chazal HaLoshon. It's Ketinah HaBoreach Mibeis HaSefer. Like a child, like an infant, who runs away from school. And you think, like, what does that mean? Like a child who runs away from school. Ah, yes, I know. As children, we all ran away from school. But if Chazal terms it like that, so what Chazal is telling you and me, that the definition of a child is one who runs away from school. It's almost like intrinsic to a child. Why do they pick such a muscle? Who says a teenager is Borech and makes a Seder? An infant, rather, is Borech and makes a Seder. Who says? There are some, and there are people who are not. And for every teenager who's Borech and makes a Seder, I'll find you a Godel who's Borech and makes a Seder. Trust me, I'll probably find you two adults running out from the Shia for every child. And Chazal term it, Ketina Kabareach Mibeis HaSefer. It's not complimentary. What's the pshat? What's so intrinsic about it? Ketina Kabareach Mibeis HaSefer. And the answer, Mr. Baron, is as follows. A Gadol, a person from Bar Mitzvah on, has what we call Das. He has his faculties. He has a certain sense of maturity. And then you have a Katan. A Katan also has Das. But a lower sense of maturity. By the way, you all know, I hope you know,
It is a mitzvah called chinuch. When a child reaches zman chinuch, and he has an understanding of something, he can be tight to something, he can grasp something. That can be 6 and 7. That can be 5 and 6. Depends on the situation. Godless in terms of goyim is also 6, 7, not bar mitzvah, because they have das, they have understanding, they have intelligence. It's just a low level, small kata. Kata means katnis hadas. Godo means godless hadas. Tinoi, an infant, comes from loshen yinika. He's absorbing. He's nurturing. He has nothing on his own. He has no das. So you have 3 levels, Mr. Baron. You have your tinoi, you have your katan, and you have your godo. Chazal tell us that Yoyim Chochmo Lechkim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to wise people. What does that mean? If you're a wise person, you don't give wisdom to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to wise people. Yoyim Chochmo Lechkim. So many explain, including Chaim Shmulevitz, is that what's a wise person? A person that has a tshuka, some type of yearning for wisdom. If he has a yearning for wisdom, because Rambam gives him some type of wisdom. When is that? In order to have a yearning for wisdom, you have to have some level of das. He has some level of intelligence. So a gadol who has godless hadas, he has full intelligence, he has a larger yearning for wisdom. A katan who's less intelligent has less of a yearning for wisdom, and also he learns. A tinuk who has no das at all has no yearning for intelligence, because he doesn't have the understanding for what intelligence is. That's how Chazal defined a tinuk. So now, that's the real terms. So until 4 years old, no infant has any quest for understanding. He's not interested in understanding something, because he doesn't have the capacity of intelligence for it. After that, from 4 years old to 13, he has a lower capacity for wisdom, and he learns on that lower level. And above 13, he has a greater capacity for wisdom, and he learns at a higher level. And therefore, by nature, a tinuk, an infant with no capacity for wisdom, runs away from a Beis HaSefer. Because you know what? It's a terrifying, horrible experience. It's a boring experience. It's Gehenna for a person who has no capacity for wisdom. Could you imagine sitting and hearing a lecture 24 hours a day, and you have zero interest and zero ability to understand? You run away from that. That's painful. That's the Lashon Chazal of a tinuk on Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef. A katan already is not a Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef. He understands. There's something in intelligence. He's interested in something of intelligence. A gadol already runs after chokhmah. That's the definition of a gadol. that he's a person that's interested, he has the capacity, he has an interest, and he goes for it. So Chazal talked about that borrowed term. Sometimes you'll find an adult, a person who's a bar das, a person who has a capacity, and he acts like a person with zero capacity, like a tinam, habarech beis sefer. But it's intrinsic. So I wanted to bring out, it's intrinsic that a tinam is a habarech beis sefer. What Chazal tell us now, he said, when you find Jews that run away from Shirim, when you find Jews that run away from Torah, when you find Jews that run away from Lingua Torah, in Chazal's eyes, you know what they are? They're Tinnik. The infants, the babies. They're not even a Chatur. They're not even a Gil Chinnik. But that's how immature they are in their understanding. I once heard from somebody, it's an unbelievable thing. You know, there's a din that you go bust a lot of dais and many things. Listen to this and see if you agree. There's a halacha that you go according to a roif. Achri Rav Mahatis. So there's a question. And 20 people say one way, and maybe 8 people say another way. So you go according to the 20. But Chazal tell us, obviously the 20 that say one way have to have a das. They have to have an understanding. They have to know what they're talking about. Let's say it's a person that his whole life he's a Bereach and Beis Sefer. But his das you don't have to go according to. His das is not considered das. It'd be Machriya Allah. His das is not considered das. He might be the first opinionated person. He might be the most opinionated person. But his das is not considered das. At all. When it comes to opinions of Allah or Yiddishkeit. Because Chazal defined him clearly as a teenager, as a person who's a young man, that doesn't even have a cotton set does, even a small level does. And that's really the position, that prior to Matan Torah, it's a demand upon Klal Yisrael to get rid of the teenager, the infant in the person, the baby in the person, the maturity in the person. But to get to a godless hadas, which is a person who has a quest for intelligence. A person who has a quest for intelligence, not runs away from intelligence. So that person is a person who's a bar kabbal satayra. That's yod chachama lechinen. That's giving wisdom to wise people. But the other people, they can't, they never will. You be a bright person, it just always misses the boat, misses the issue. You'll find, by the way, maybe as you grow up, yeah, there's a lashon, it's used here, there. Yeah, they say it in sometimes beshishvut, you know, in funny ways, humorous ways. You'll find a story of Rogachovy here with it, a Rei Simcha another way. So the lashon that das bal batin is connected das Torah. That the das, the intelligence, understanding of a bal bas is contrary to das Torah. Now, what makes a person a bal bas? What makes a person a das Torah? Who's who? They say all the stories that the Rav Yitzchak would say, if you want to know, I don't know what the answer is, but if you want to know what the answer is, go in the street and ask a bus. And whatever he says, it's the opposite. That's not certain. He had many stories like this. What's the pshat? What makes somebody a Baal Bayis? And what makes somebody a Das Torah? Well, that's the difference. If he's a Godel and Das, a person who yearns intelligence, and because he yearns intelligence, his shuk of a learning, and he learns, that person is Das of a Talmud Chacham, that's Das Torah. But when you have a person who's always running away from Shirin, running away from Liman HaTorah, running away from Divrei Torah, or going a different way, so he doesn't have even Katnus HaDas. He's a Tinah. Abarechim makes a Sefer. Where is his Das? His Das is on the house. That's a Baal Bayis. That's not a Baal Torah. That's not a Talmud Chacham. His Das, of course, is the exact opposite from God's Torah. The Tinek of Arachim is Sefer. You'll find in life that the loudest people, the ones who say the greatest days all the time, are those Tinek of Arachim is Sefer. The first ones to respond, first ones to say, first ones to have an opinion. But their opinion is not an opinion. It's against the opinion of Torah. Moshe Allah Elohim. First Moshe went to learn without being invited, without hearing that there's a shir, without getting the notice, without getting the schedule. Moshe Allah Elohim. And then, and only then, Vayikra Hashem Elohim. And that's an approach, as we mentioned. But to hear how it manifests itself, that's an approach. To Kabbalah Torah on a personal level.